The word idgham literally means either to blend in or to merge. This only occurs when two words are present. The first word will end with a noon sakin, i.e. with no vowel, or tanween, an, in, or un. And if the second word starts with one of the letters of idgham. The letters of idgham are ya, ra, mim, lam, waw, and noon. Easy way to remember these letters is by memorizing the word yar-ma-loon. If after the noon sakin or tanween, any of the letters of idgham appear, then the noon sakin or tanween sound will be dropped, and the letter preceding it will merge with the letter of idgham. Once we merge it, we hold the sound for two counts on all of the letters except for lam and ra. For example, we see a noon sakin with no vowel followed by a letter from the word of yarmalun. So we merge it and drop the noon without holding the sound because it's a lam. The verse reads, walam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad, and not walam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad. Also, we did not hold the lam as in walam yakul lahu. Another example, we see a noon or tanween followed by a yarmalun letter. Don't forget, from last lesson, we said that if we break this up, it is the same as this. Lam, dhamma, noon. So the noon gets dropped because of the yarmalun letter after it, and now we merge it without holding the sound because it's a lam. The verse now reads, waylul likulli, and not waylun likulli. Or in this verse, we see a noon sakin followed by a yarmalun letter. We drop the noon without holding the sound because it's a ra. The verse now reads ar-ra'ahu staghna, and not an-ra'ahu. In this verse, let us find all of the tanweens and the noon sakins. The first one is followed by a yarmalun letter. So we drop the noon, then merge it, and make sure we hold the sound this time for two counts, because it's not a lam or a ra. It now reads فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ, and not فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ. See here, we hold the ya for two counts. We could have just said فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ, but we said فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ. The next one, we see a tanween. Is the letter after it a yarmalun letter? No. Therefore, it is pronounced the same and nothing changes. The next one, we see a tanween. Is the letter after it a yarmalun letter? Yes. Therefore, we drop the noon and merge it by holding it for two counts. And now it reads khayrayara, and not khayran yara. In this example, we see a noon sakin. The letter after it is a letter from the word yarmalun. Therefore, we drop the noon and hold it for two counts because it's not a lam or a ra. Therefore, it reads miwal, and not minwal. Last example. Let us find the noon sakin or tanween. Is it followed by a yarmalun letter? It is. Therefore, we drop the noon in the tanween and merge it by holding it for two counts because it's not a lam or a ra. It now reads lahabin watab, and not lahabin watab. The rule of idgham will be applied on a noon provided it is the last letter of the word. If it appears in the middle of a word, then there will be no idgham. For example, we see a noon sakin and it is followed by a yarmalun letter. But the difference here is that it is in the middle of the word and not the end. Therefore, there will be no merging and it will be pronounced as bunyanun and not buyanun.